Hope everyone's doing well. We're feeling very excited about beginning this new sefer with you, about beginning Chovos HaTalmidim. It is Yud Bet Sivan. We're about a week out from Matan Torah, from Kabbalah Satorah. And we're excited to start the sefer because of what the sefer is meant for. The sefer was written by the Rebbe Piazetzna as an instruction manual for the Yeshiva Bacharim and his time, on how to refine themselves, on the midos that they should improve in order to become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the hope is that through our learning of the Sefer, it will give us instructions for how we should work on ourselves, for how we can develop our midot, for how we can improve and become better versions of ourselves. The Chovos HaTalmidim was written by the Piazetzna Rebbe during his lifetime and was published during his lifetime. It's the only Sefer from the Piazetzna Rebbe that was published during his lifetime. And really, it was an address. It was an address to the people of his time to say, improve. Improve your chinuch of these young children, of these young boys. As well as an instruction for the Talmidim themselves as to what they should be working on in their own lives to become better people, to become better Jews, to become better Ovdei Hashem. The Piazetzna Rebbe is most famous, just to give a little bit of history, is most famous, I believe, for being the Rav in the Warsaw Ghetto. He was killed in 1943 by the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, and many of his Sfarim were actually published after his lifetime. People came back, found his Sfarim, and published them after his lifetime, one of them being the Eish Kodesh. The Eish Kodesh is a series of drashos that the Rebbe wrote for people in the Warsaw Ghetto in the era of the Holocaust. And so this Sefer was written prior to that experience, but also while the world was kind of in upheaval before the war in the 1930s. And so we're excited to begin this Sefer together in the hopes that it'll help all of us become better Jews, as well as better educators. Whether you're a person that isn't a classic educator, meaning that you interact with students or teens or younger children, whether in the capacity of shul or the capacity of a youth organization or in camp, whatever it may be. Or whether you're not classically an educator, but you interact with children and you interact with siblings or cousins. And even if not that, we all have to educate ourselves. And we all have to teach ourselves the ways in which we should be improving and the things that we should be focusing on as we try to develop ourselves. So we're going to begin with the first paragraph of the Chovos HaTalmidim. We're not going to necessarily be reading every single paragraph inside on a daily basis. Sometimes it'll be that you read the paragraphs that we send out and we kind of expand upon it. Sometimes it might be that we actually go through it line by line because of the brilliance of the Rebbe's Lashon and the way that he writes things. Today we're going to start off by reading the first paragraph. What's interesting is that sometimes people read the introduction to a sefer and sometimes people don't. But in this sefer in particular, it is so important to read the introduction to the sefer. The introduction to the sefer is actually not an introduction for the Talmud, for the student to which the rest of the sefer is addressed. Rather, the introduction to the sefer is what we call a siach im hamelamdim ve'avos habanim. It's a conversation with the educators and with the parents. A conversation with the educators and with the parents about how this sefer should be employed, about the responsibility of chinuch, the responsibility of education, and the right way to educate and the wrong way to educate. And even if it's not necessarily directly applicable to you, if you're not necessarily in a classic role, it gives so much insight into self-development, self-growth, and mentorship, of the proper way to mentor people and the proper way of assisting other people. And I think even peers, to grow, to become better Jews. The Sefer starts out in the introduction, Shlomo HaMelech Amar B'Mishlei. Chanoch Lanar Al Pidarko Gam Ki Yazkin Lo Yasur Mimena. Shlomo HaMelech said in Mishlei that one should teach a young lad according to his ways so that when that child becomes older, he won't leave the Torah. Piazetzna Rebbe starts off by quoting Shlomo HaMelech. By quoting Shlomo HaMelech, who teaches us that the proper way to educate a person is to speak to themselves. There is not a one-size-fits-all model for the way that we should educate, or the way that we should teach, or the way that we should even learn Torah. But rather, each person has to be educated along their own derech so that when they complete their time, the Torah does not leave them. So that as they develop, as they get older, the Torah does not leave them. Says the P.S. Zetzer Rabbi, Zehu ikar hachinach shelo bilvad b'sha'a sheha'na'ar na'ar v'yad aviv odeh tekefa alav yishmalu v'yasa kemitzvotav. Elagam kishayadav v'hu bereshuto af kiyaz kin lo yasur mimeno. The purpose of chinuch, the purpose of learning, the purpose of education is not only so that the time period that that child is learning and he feels the pressure from a parent or from a teacher that he has to be learning at the time, he'll listen and do mitzvot. But rather the purpose of education, the purpose of teaching, the purpose of learning is so that when we come to a position and a place where we have to make our own choices, we're also not going to turn away from Derech Hashem. He says, when it comes to the way that we train ourselves, tools for education might be commanding someone to do something or habituating someone to do something. What the P.S. Zetzer Rebbe explains is that that isn't chinuch. Chinuch isn't just commanding someone to do something or habituating someone to do something like washing a tefillah yadayim in the morning. But rather, those are tools of actually getting to chinuch. He says, rak kli tashmi shoim, they are tools of reaching that. And he says, shemechanich muchrach lishtamish behen letzavoto lahargilo, that an educator needs to use these things in order to allow a child to really reach chinuch, to really reach educating someone in the way of Hashem. And so the Sefer really starts out by telling us that the process of education, the process of learning is not a one-size-fits-all model, but rather is something that needs to be applied to each and every person in their own way. And I think when we think about ourselves and the self-growth that we might have gone through over the years of our life, over the past 10 years, over the past 15 years, 20 years, whatever it might be, chinuch is the opportunity. The power of chinuch is that it provides us with the opportunity to make a lasting change. It's not about forcing someone to do something, commanding someone to do something. And it's not about it becoming a habit. But rather true education, and he hasn't defined it yet, we'll talk about that a little bit tomorrow. True education sticks. True education is what allows that child to then reach a stage where they're making the choices to walk in the Derech Hashem and to serve Hashem in that way. And so what I want to leave us with to think about a little bit today is to reflect on our own experiences. What of our experiences of education were experiences of command? What of our experiences of education were experiences of habituation? And what felt like real chinuch? What are the choices that we had in our lives? What are the people that influenced us in the way that allowed it to stick so that when we think about our choices and what we're doing, they're in the Derech Hashem? And then what I also want us to think about is our own experiences in what we're choosing to learn. I said this a few weeks ago to a few of you, that I think we have an obligation to ourselves to make sure that the Torah learning that we're learning was also speaking to us. Chanoch lanar al pidarko, I think also applies to ourselves. Are we educating ourselves in a way that's speaking to us? Is our Torah meaningful? Do we actually feel like it's helping us progress in our Derech Hashem? And to think about that a little bit, and if it's not, to make choices to change it, and if it is, it should give us all chizuk to continue to learn, to continue to grow together. Wishing all of you a wonderful day and looking forward to learning tomorrow.